This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll take a closer look at the MasterCard Memorial Cup hosts, the Red Deer Rebels, who try to find their game as they approach the postseason. Rebels owner, GM, and head coach Brent Sutter will join us in moments. The best playoff race in the WHL might just be in the U.S. division. We'll have more on that. Plus, five more players have been unveiled in the WHL's top 50 players of all time list. We'll have the latest. And Moose Jaw's Dryden Hunt continues a torrid hot streak. He's the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll stop by later. First up, the Red Deer Rebels are in the stretch run. I spoke with Brent Sutter on just what the MasterCard Memorial Cup hosts are hoping to do heading into the postseason.
Well, we're down to 15 games left now, and it's just, you know, we've been kind of somewhat fighting with our identity a little bit of what we are. And, you know, when you bring in, you know, three, four players there after Christmas, and we knew we had to do it if we were going to be able to compete in a tournament like the Mem Cup. But now it's that chemistry part. And the other thing is attitude is we've been hit all year with injuries, and we just need to get one guy back, and we're losing another, and it's no excuse. And yet you're always having to shake things up. And so it's been tough, and, you know, that part of it. But you know what? The kids are playing hard, and we just have to kind of just keep our heads to the grindstone here and find our way with this. And the biggest thing too is that, you know, when you got a lot of, we're a very talented team and we're a skilled team, but the one thing that we know in that aspect, we know that we're as good if not better than anyone else in the league, and yet we also got to understand though that there has to come a work ethic with that. There has to be discipline with that. There has to be structure in our game with that. We can't have a mindset going to games think you're going to score 5, 6, 7 goals every night and win hockey games. We got to have a mindset that we got to be able to shut other teams down, and when our opportunities arise, we got to capitalize on it, which we should be able to with the talent we have. But that's, I think, has been more the thing than anything else, is finding that type of an identity in our team and having structure within it.
I always want to try to compare this team to the 2001 Memorial Cup team that you went at Regina and won that tournament. That seemed to me like a real weighted team, a real heavy team. You had the guys of Wojtka and Maple Toft and Juan Vig and guys like that. Do you have that element this year?
We have the size, but the game has changed, though, too. Just the way penalties are called and the way the game is played today, it's different. But do we have the size? Yeah, I think we're as big a bigger team than we had back then. But what we are is... That team was together all year. We made one move. We made added a couple players at the trade deadline with getting Martin Neerat and Darcy Robinson. But other than that, for the most part, the nucleus of that team was together. And we've added three players that are in our top six forwards now, and they're trying to find their way with some things and what our expectations are here. And but compare the two teams. We have the Flurries, we have the Detzels, we have the Nogés, we have the Bobics. But to be truthful, who we really missed has been Josh Mahara. He gets hurt the second game of the season, tears his ACL, and he's out for the whole year. And we're hopefully getting him back for playoffs or at some point in the first round. And that's hurt us because he was going to be, he would have been a top two or three defenseman for us, and that's impacted us. But you know what, when you compare the two teams, it's a different era. So it's some of those guys today might struggle in today's game just because they were, robust type guys. And but with this group, we have more skill on this team than we had back in 2001, no question about that. And yet now it's just getting these guys to play that game that you need to play to be successful.
Finally, you're talking about getting close to playoffs, and it looks like it'll be really hard to avoid a first-round matchup with Calgary, a team that you've struggled with this season. Yeah. And you think back to 2001, they played Regina, the Memorial Cup hosts, in round one and beat them in 5 games. And then you went on to beat Calgary, actually, in the playoffs as well. So really no easy ride here in that first round.
There's not in any division. You know, you look at the second and third place teams, and, you know, even the way it's kind of setting up an Eastern Conference right now, it looks like it's all going to be divisional play for the first 3 rounds. you know, and whether it's Lethbridge in Edmonton or Red Deer in Edmonton or Calgary and Edmonton or, you know, whatever the matchups are going to be, it's going to be those four teams, and they're all very good teams. You know, Lethbridge has obviously had an outstanding year. They've had a year where they've been outside of the last couple or 3 weeks. It's been, you know, you couldn't ask for, you know, a perfect storm the way they've handled it. They haven't had any injuries, and they've done a great job there, and they've turned that team around. Now, you know, they got a couple guys banged up, but they're going to be getting back here soon too, and here just recently. But they've been very consistent since the start of the year, and they've been able to win games. But they're a well-coached team, and they play hard. And in Calgary, they're the same thing. It's just the way our division is, and there's other divisions the same way, but it's the way ours is. And you know, you got to beat these teams eventually. I know that's an old cliche, and you know, to get to where you want to get to, you got to beat good hockey teams. And you know, we're just going to get nailed with it right off the bat, and we got to be well prepared to do it. Whether it's Lethbridge, Calgary, Edmonton, whoever we're going to play, we got to make sure that our game is where it needs to be, and that's got to be our focus. Is about ourselves, about how we're going to play, how we're going to do things, and not get caught up about, you know, what the Lethbridges are doing, what the Calgarys are doing. Let's make sure that we have our game where it needs to be and see where it takes us.
We appreciate your time here on WHL this week. Best of luck down the stretch as you guys try to get healthy and get into the playoffs.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL has unveiled players number 40 through 36 in the top 50 WHL players of all time list. Coming in at number 40, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who spent two seasons with the Red Deer Rebels from 2009 to 2011 after being the first pick overall in the 2008 WHL Bantam Draft. In his career, Nugent-Hopkins collected 177 points in 141 regular season games, so the Edmonton Oilers selected Nugent-Hopkins first overall in the 2011 NHL Draft. At number 39, Tom Lysiak of the Medicine Hat Tigers. In 1971-72, Lysiak had a breakthrough campaign and won the top scorer award with 143 points. The 10-point performance on December 30th, 1971, is still tied for the most points ever in a single game. And in his final year of junior hockey, Lysiak earned the top scorer award with 154 points. The dynamic duo of Lysiak and Lanny McDonald also guided the Tigers to a league championship in just the franchise's third season. At number 38, Brad Moran of the Calgary Hitmen. From 1995 to 2000, Moran topped the triple-digit mark in points during three of those five seasons. As a 20-year-old in 1999-2000, Moran earned the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy as Player of the Year and the Bob Clark Trophy as the league's top scorer. At the conclusion of his WHL career, Moran had registered 450 points in 357 regular season games. At number 37, Shane Doan of the Kamloops Blazers from 1992 to 1995. The Blazers won the WHL Championship and Memorial Cup in his second year in the league, but Doan suffered an injury and missed the entire postseason. The Blazers would repeat as WHL champs the following year, and Doan notching 54 points in 71 regular season games and then added 16 more in the playoffs. He was the MVP of the Memorial Cup after leading the tournament with 9 points. Following his success in Kamloops, the Winnipeg Jets selected Doan in the first round, 7th overall in 1995. And at number 36, Brendan Gallagher, a Vancouver Giant from 2008 to 2012. Gallagher played 4 years at the Giants. The determined sniper topped the 40-goal mark in three of those seasons. And in his final year of junior hockey, he received his second consecutive All-Star nod and scored 41 goals and 77 points in 54 games. He would end his WHL career with 280 points in just 244 regular season games.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
With the WHL's regular season winding down, the best race may be in the U.S. division. The Everett Silvertips lead the way with the Seattle Thunderbirds hot on their heels. In fact, there's only a 13-point gap from first to fifth overall. The Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine says taking home a second consecutive U.S. division title has been the team's goal all season.
Part of winning a division is, you know, having minimal stretches of minimal bad stretches. Everybody might see winning as, you know, accomplishing great winning streaks. Sometimes it's eliminating long losing streaks. So we got tough games. We got four victorias coming up, and we got Seattle a bunch. So we got a tough stretch. We got to just find ways to to get wins. We finally hit adversity this year with injuries, suspensions, and we pretty much played with a healthy team all year. Now we got four guys, two with long-term injuries, and we're starting to face some adversity too, and we got to see how we handle that.
The T-Birds' hopes may lie in the remaining four head-to-head games with Everett, but head coach Steve Konowalczyk isn't looking too far ahead.
Really going to one game at a time now, where, you know what, I think you look from top to bottom, hey, there's a chance to win the division, absolutely. You know, but from top to bottom, it's tight. There's a lot of good hockey teams. There's a lot of good hockey teams that are battling for points. So points are the premium every night, and we want to focus on getting the 2 points, and where we end up.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
James Gallo with reigning WHL Player of the Month for January, and now the WHL Player of the Week, Dryden Hunt, and the accolades keep piling up. Last week, 7 goals, 9 points as you were named the Player of the Week, Dryden. I guess your response, you didn't find out till after the game Monday against Prince Albert.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to get recognized for sure. Obviously, it goes to say a lot about our team and personally, I guess. I mean, with this personal success, I mean, the team's also been winning the last four games, and to get that point in Red Deer. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun playing here in Moose Jaw as of late, and hopefully we can just keep it going this weekend.
4 hat tricks in the last 5 hockey games. Have you ever been on a tear like this, and what's it like to be in the zone like this?
You know, it's obviously fun. I mean, things are clicking right now, obviously, for sure. But, I mean, there's a lot of shots I'm taking that probably won't go in during a slump. So I think it's just one of those things when you're hot, I guess. So, yeah, like I said, it's a lot of fun as of late, and hopefully we can kind of keep contributing this weekend.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to James and Moose Jaw for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.